she was a singer, and she's the one who sang on the show during the time, you know, that they'd have singing, you know. She was, and she was a popular singer, too, because I've heard of her being on television shows and that thing since, you know, Betty Johnson from the Don McNeil show. And she was one of the main ones that I'd have to talk to, and I talked to her and him too, you know. She'd talk to him, and so he said, "Morris, you and Betty go over and sit down while we have a commercial or do something, another what, you know." And so we had to go over there and sit down on that stage, you know, together, and while he had his commercials and stuff like that, and messed around there. I had to fool around that show nearly the whole time, nearly all the time during the whole show. He did get another couple up the interview just a little bit. But I tell you, I found out he just, if he can find somebody to just kind of take over and help and kind of help him entertain, no matter if they don't know anything about entertaining, well, that just suits him, you know. Because he's used to that routine anyhow, you know. All he wanted to do is just have something to get out over there and entertain the people that's there, you know.
Well, that must have been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Of course, it was kind of... did a little bit like first, a little embarrassing. First, I had to get up and go up there, you know, and I didn't know just what it's going to be or anything like that at all. Now, I didn't have even a bit of briefing about it at all, you know, about what it's going to be at all. We were just going to see his show, and I didn't know what kind of show he even had, you know, as far as that's concerned. Because I never had heard the show till after then. After then, I listened to that some, you know, after that, but I never had listened to that before then.
Did any of the people here hear
you? Yeah. A lot of them stopped in Huntsville, traveling salesmen, didn't know me. Would stop, have the radio on that morning, and they'd stop in Huntsville and want to know who Morris Cotton was. You know, they gave it several times, the address, Huntsville, Texas, you know, and several of them did, and some of my kin folks around in different states heard it, and just, there's a lot of people heard it, but of course, a lot of them didn't, of course, you know, just a lot of them wouldn't be happy to listen to that show. But I heard them talking up around those filling stations, those, salesman, you know, different itself for different things, would stop and ask who I was, you know, because they heard that I was from here, and they talking about the Cotton and McNeil show, and said I was from Huntsville, you know, and I guess they used to listen to that show, and that was something new to them, you know, that they had somebody else up there. I wonder who that crazy fella was. I guess that's the main thing. Wonder who that crazy fella was.
Yes, sir.
And he made a record of it. And he sent a record back of it, and they got a record here at this KSAM of it. But they can't play it over the regular program because it's on account of some of the communications rules on station business some kind. I just don't know what, but they can play it to individual, you know, or something like that. But they can't play it publicly over that, just like the Carol, the news and things like that, you know. But they got one up there, and he sent me one too.
That's really something.
Well, it is interesting to us. It like kicking them old crazy boys is with me to death, because they wanted me to faint. Tell you the truth about it, they wouldn't have cared if I'd have fainted, you know. they wanted to embarrass me, and it tickled them. They knew all about it, you know. Every one of them knew it, you know. They knew it was gonna happen. The manager of the co-op, he was there, and then several different guests were there. I believe that a call really picked the guest for that supper. I know I didn't have to pick them. I'm glad I didn't have to pick them. You know, I didn't have to pick the ones that'd go with me. Of course, I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't have wanted to made any, you know, I'd like to carry them all, you know, as far as I was concerned. And I wouldn't want to pick them. But I guess Carl's the one picked the one that'd eat with us.
Are there, tell me about here in Huntsville, do you belong to any clubs or anything?
No, not a thing in the world. Now, in addition to those things that I've done, you're talking about things that I had been done business. I was on our county committee here for the agriculture program for years and years and years. In fact, the business, I just got off of it. I just resigned from it here just 3 or 4 years ago. I was chairman of the county committee for several years. We've done kind of like I said over now, so you know, we handle